Hey, it's Rob Lowe the Star, and you tapped in to Hustle and Shine in the Morning. Hey,
shut up, Brian.
Kansas City, yeah, it's time to wake up. Get your butt up off the mattress, ain't no time to lay up. Don't you know it's Hustle and Shine in the Morning? Yeah, yeah, we getting to it, making plays while they on it. Turn it up, that's my jam. 103.3, where that Z get slammed. Yeah, yeah, I see you doing your dance. But slow it down, baby, put that wheel in your hand. Don't be driving fast and crazy while you in your commute. Your baby daddy always trip, you won't give him the boot. Your baby mama think you're lying, you ain't telling the truth. And your kids woke up late, you gotta take them to school. It's cold, play this on your job while you're heading to work. With the morning gossip, you can get out of dirt. Motivation in a minute, we got all type of perks. Yeah, yeah, I know this slide and throw this hit in reverse. Like, Kansas City, yeah, it's time to wake up. Get your butt up off the mattress, ain't no time to lay up. Don't you know it's Hustling Shine in the Morning? Yeah, yeah, we getting to it, making plays while they on it. Turn it up, that's my jam. 103.3, where that Z get slammed. Yeah, yeah, I see you doing your dance. But slow it down, baby, put that wheel in your hand.
Good morning, Kansas City. It's time to hustle and shine with yours truly, Brian B. Shining. Reporting live from the Brown and Kruger Studio.
And your favorite cousin, Deanna Hustle, 559 on your time. It's a high of 60. Currently, it is 35. Partly cloudy skies at Swope Health.
Hi, D.
What's up, man? How you feeling on this National Hug Day?
Aw. Ain't nothing like a good hug from the right person, huh?
That's a fact.
Now, a bad hug from the wrong person.
Oh, my goodness. Oh. Don't remind me in high school those dudes used to be like, I can't get a hug. Oh, Lord.
Oh, man. Hey, Melissa Johnson, she will be on the show this morning starting at 7:38.
Look, I can't wait to have that conversation. The morning gossip goes down at your 23s. We'll get some dating advice from former First Lady Michelle Obama. And there's an Olympic medalist that unfortunately broke down on live TV confessing he cheated on his girlfriend.
Oh, boy.
Girl, what's going on?
All right, y'all, man. I ain't even got no song ready for Throwback Thursday. My bad. Well, we playing throwbacks because we are Kansas City's number one for hip-hop, R&B, and throwbacks. Let them know, D.
Hot 103 Jams.
Motivation. Haters better get on your job. Tell them, haters get on your job. Motivation. Sucker can't make me suffer. Just make me stronger and make me tough.
You'll have setbacks. Many of them will be your own doing. And others will not. Whatever the case, your best response is the same. Get back on track. Recognizing you've fallen short is the seed of an opportunity to do better. Extract learning and determination from your experience and apply it to moving forward in a positive way. The time that's been lost is never coming back, yet you can make use of the time ahead to not only come back, but to forge ahead. Take effective action, and the setback begins to recede into history. Continue with persistence and seize the opportunity to make your situation better than ever. From time to time, for one reason or another, you'll stumble. Whenever that happens, let it inspire you to quickly get going again. Growth looks good on you. That's today's Motivational Minute, only on Hustle and Shine in the Morning, Hot 103 Jams.
TMG, the morning gossip. It's the Morning Gossip with Hustle and Shine on Hot 103 Jams.
6:24 on your time. It's a high of 60. Currently, it is 35. Partly cloudy skies down 40 Highway and Blue Ridge. Comedian Cat Williams sat down with Big Boy and recalls watching celebrities board shuttle buses to those Diddy parties.
I wasn't ever invited to the parties, but I was invited to the parking lot. They would be thinking I'm coming later. I would just be on the car having a grand old time. 5 hours later, they all come down off the shuttle and looking sad in the eyes. All of them wearing Sean John and looking oily.
Looking sad and full of regret. Oh, man. Yikes. They already instantly made a bad decision. Look, man, they going to deal with that.
Yeah.
That's sad. Cat
better be careful. He's going to get hit with some paperwork.
There is a lot of emotions in that. That is sad. That is disgusting. It's...
Exactly.
Oh, God.
Yeah. Switching gears. After winning the Olympic bronze medal on Tuesday, there was a Norwegian athlete who broke down on live TV confessing he had cheated on his girlfriend.
We make different choices during our life, and that's how you make life. Today, I made the choice to tell the world what I did. So maybe there's a chance that she will show, see what she really means to me. And maybe not. But I don't want to think I didn't try everything to get her back. So hope this is just like a day or two long thing, and then your Olympic gold medal is forever.
Yeah. This is nuts. Because he's
he tells me,
yeah, I hope it's just a day or two. You cheated on somebody and now you're confessing
he
it.
He cheated?
Yeah.
Dang.
He confessed.
Oh, my God.
That's what he was saying. He was like, you know, we made mistakes and
oh, my gosh.
You're cooked, my boy. This is equivalent to when people take people back secretly. Like, people don't know you got cheated on, and then you make a post being like, man, you love my life. I know I cheated back in 2003, but thank you. Like, you're embarrassing your partner. Like, please be quiet.
He's a good man, Savannah. A good man.
He should have called me.
What was that conversation?
Touch from your head. Sorry that I wronged you.
Okay.
Lady, what do I do?
Come on, D.
You know you're everything I need.
If you ain't apologizing like this, you might as well save it.
Do what you want me to.
You gotta get on your knees and apologize.
Don't get me started.
Get on my knees for you.
We gonna let B-Shine and take it to the break. Go ahead, do your thing, Casey.
What else is there to?
Oh, y'all don't want to hear that.
I don't know. But I'll cry for nine.
All right, y'all.
It's back when I used to use them hands all the time.
Stop. They wouldn't do that in this video. They was on the. They was in Egypt.
Oh, this is when they was in the sand?
Yeah.
They had a couple videos in sand, and that was crazy. What a time.
Mayor Quentin Lucas's State of the City address. We're going to get to it coming up. About 10 minutes. Hustle and Shine in the Morning. Kansas City's number one for hip-hop, R&B, and throwbacks.
Hot 103 jams.
Y'all's going to get that throwback in.
This Malachi Ross, 13-time national champion, and I'm hustling and shining on Hot 103 Jam.
Mayor Quentin Lucas had his State of the City address, D, and there was a plethora of things mentioned, including a Royals commitment, pledging to complete a deal this year to retain the Royals in downtown, workforce investment, $930 million plus for employee salaries and benefits, competitive pay, healthcare. And I'm not sure who that's for city employees, I guess. Cause that don't apply to you and me.
So we finna work for the city then.
Right. Public safety funding, 75% of the general fund. 5% increase to KCPD with their budget exceeding the state mandate. So now the KCPD's budget is $363 million and they want 50 new officers and 20 new dispatchers and call takers. Housing investment, which was a big deal for Mayor Lucas yesterday. $5 million plus for year-round emergency shelter and homelessness prevention. And $2.6 million for a right to counsel program. And that saved 3,000 plus from evictions last year. And housing gateway program for 600 plus unhoused individuals. And Mayor Lucas talked more extensively about the housing he wants to do in KC.
And ensuring that living, aging, or raising a family in Kansas City remains a reality for all.
Go down Sterling, right? Go down a lot of other streets in that area. You see incredibly affordable housing stock, single family homes, good, solid neighborhood. My goal is to say, how do we make sure we have more housing funding available for single family property owners? How do we keep people in the neighborhoods?
Yeah, that's definitely very important. And I think that's been an emphasis in his tenure as being mayor as well. Along with infrastructure and transportation in the budget too, $30.9 million for road resurfacing. You know, that's a big deal with us with all the potholes and all of that stuff.
Right,
so,
don't get our cousin started on the potholes.
And something else that's becoming like the potholes is a little bit. I compare it to that because people complain about it a lot.
Okay.
Is the Vision Zero improvements. Because people are complaining about the bike lanes and it congesting single lane traffic now where we used to be two lane traffic. Yeah. So, $2.5 million budget for Kansas City. So,
I'm happy to hear about the unhoused budget because remember that was a question that we asked him on Monday about what is something that you really feel strongly about. And like you mentioned, that's something that really is a big part of his time as mayor. So excited about that.
Yo, what up? This your boy Little Ronnie. I wake up with Hustle and Shine on the Hot 103 Jams, baby. Let's go.
What else do you need, D? You can call Amazon.
Yeah, I need that too.
Because they announced that they have launched their Prime Air drone delivery for customers in parts of the Kansas City area.
That's what I'm talking about.
So following several months of planning and coordination with local, state, and federal agencies, D, they launched the first delivery in the market Monday from its fulfillment center at 6925 Riverview Ave in KCK. So the delivery drones have a round-trip range of 15 miles, mm-hmm. creating a 7.5-mile delivery radius around the KCK facility. So it ain't in KC Mo yet. Mm-hmm. Roughly 177,000 people live within that delivery zone. So drone deliveries will be made during daylight hours only and that involve packages.
They know where they're delivering to. And let's just say that.
No COD. That's 90 stuff right there. Cash on delivery. Mm. Drone deliveries will be made.
Like Call of Duty? What's going on here? Okay.
During daylight hours only and involve packages weighing 5 pounds or less.
That was going to be my next question is, okay, wait, what's the weight limit? Okay, that was the first thing.
Okay.
You know how we get down.
Yeah.
Let me get that 75-inch. Go ahead and drop it off.
The company says it will ramp up operations in the first half of this year. And the first location identified for possible drone delivery mm-hmm. was at the Amazon Fulfillment Center, where we just talked about, near Missouri. Oh, in Missouri. This one's in Missouri. The Amazon Fulfillment Center in 4001 East, 149th Street, okay. near Missouri Highway 150 and Boss Road. So they obtained special use permit last year with the Planning Commission, blah, blah, blah. So this, I seen the video. Of what they do.
Oh, I can't wait to see.
So like the drone is down on the ground or whatever, right. and they load the whatever package is inside the drone.
They load like multiple things.
I don't know if it's okay. multiple. I think what I saw was like one package.
One thing, okay.
So they load it up in there.
I like this.
Fire that mug up.
See, now this is a reason to pay for Prime.
Yeah. Crazy times we living in, man.
Would you try it once it hits the Missouri side, you gonna go for it?
Yeah, probably. I mean, we already get the packages from the people that deliver from the truck, so it's like, what's the difference? Yeah, so yeah.
People gonna be eyeing your package all the way from another street. Like, wait, where that's going?
That's crazy. Wow.
I be forgetting I'm talking to a man. Wow. Okay.
Pause.
Do people even still say that?
What are you saying? You be the one that's doing
that.
No,
I'm talking about the word package. Do people still be saying it like that? Like,
pause.
Oh, I don't know. That ain't necessarily.
It don't matter.
We got other right. other things that in our vernacular it. That we can get to.
Right. Yeah, that can. Let's go ahead and send some love around the town. Let's get up out of that. 816-900.
Yo, Kevin Holmes, KSHP 41 News here. I'm locked in with Hustle and Shine in the Morning on Hot 103 Jams. Duh.
Good morning and God bless all the cousins. As always, stay tapped in to Hustle and Shine, whether it's through the app, mm-hmm. Hot 103 Jams app, or whether it's through old school way, through the radio. You're driving down 71, 435, 35, 29, wherever you at in the town. We love and appreciate you for making Hustle and Shine in the Morning a part of your daily morning routine, cousin, because we know you could have been anywhere else in the world.
But you decided to be here with us today, and we appreciate you and your time. Shout out to all the cousins on the Facebook comments and has been sharing us. Big love to Marcus Hearn.
My dog. Me and Marcus Hearns go back, what, Club Privilege, dog?
What was that at? That name is funny. I like that.
18th and Main.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Wow, what a time. Shout out to Marcus Hearn. Shout out to Steve Jackson. Big love to Steven Davis. What's up, Street? He in the comments
Streets.
With it too, sending some salutes to us.
King.
That's your drop.
Streets. Now that's his drop.
Well, I know, but I'm saying that's your Streets. That's you doing it. Shout out to N. Betty Barnes, who's also in the comment section with us. And then the text line been thumping. Shout out to Diamond Harrington. Happy Valentine's Day to her man. She said, "I love you forever and always, my love." That was sent over from your boo thing. Shout out to Kane. That was sent from Manny. Said, "I love you, baby, and I'm super proud of you and your efforts. Call my man Big Dog." Okay. That's Big Dog. I know that's right. Happy Valentine's Day to Hustle and Shine. Thank you, cousin. That was one of our cousins from 785 sending that over.
Okay, Lawrence.
And then also said, Brian, I heard you this morning with the vocals. Yeah, he's
you know
in his
it.
Casey and JoJo bag for sure.
No, Jodeci, not Casey and JoJo.
I just like to hone in on my two unks.
Big difference, Jodeci.
Shout out to Kaziah. It's a co-worker. You're doing an amazing job. That was sent from Anastasia Jackson. Hey, cousin. Happy birthday in order to Monet. That was from Mama Kiera, the Kirkwood and Solomon family from Chef Taco. Happy birthday to Monica Rainey, Joshua Hunt, and Olga Coates. Stacey Davis always tapped in with us each and every day. We appreciate you a lot, cousin. And Rich Harris, good morning to you.
Good morning.
Shout out to us. Oh, that was nice. I love reading these in live time. Thank you, cousin. And then Brandon Blake on the Twitter and the Facebook side always tapped in with us. We appreciate you.
My dog.
And shout out to Jodeci and Casey and JoJo.
TMG, the morning gossip. It's the morning gossip with Hustle and Shine on Hot 103 Jam.
7:26 on your time, high up 61. Currently 35, partly cloudy skies at Hickman Mills. Former First Lady Michelle Obama shares some dating advice on moving in too early.
It's early in the relationship. You shouldn't be moving in. I don't care how much money he has or doesn't have. Like, you don't know him yet. I think you can have deep like at first sight, but love to me in most instances, because there are always exceptions, it takes time.
Yep.
Don't shack up. With that. It's not that serious. That's my motto. It's just not that serious. So take your time, please. And what former First Lady said is kind of aligned a little bit with Kelly Rowland. She shares one old school dating habit for the ladies.
Okay, y'all gonna think I'm real old school for this. But I'm gonna say holding out. Never give the kitty away. Keep it tight, all right? Keeping it just a little bit tighter. I mean, you can do whatever you want. Like, you might meet somebody and the sexual chemistry might be great.
Yeah.
Wrap it up. You might want to get down at night. But hold out.
Yeah.
Is this not common sense?
What do you mean is a common sense?
Like, duh. Like,
come on now.
Okay.
Common sense ain't common, and that's in that everybody's bar is different. So we can't say that, you know. But I think it's always smart. Do men have that same idea? Like to yeah, that's a valid question.
I know it ain't.
Yes, it is. I'm asking you.
No, it is, but it's not.
And that's part of the problem. No. Let's start there.
Man, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. Have some sexual discipline, man.
It's not that serious. It really isn't.
Yeah.
Like,
until you run into one of these.
If you threw it up in the air, it would turn into sunshine.
Like, just do stuff when you're ready for it. That's all I'm saying. Is when you feel like, okay, I can do this and I'll be cool afterwards, that's what you got to think about. So take your time, especially as this Valentine's Day creep up.
It's the Popper. Active on Hot 103 Jams in the morning. We glow, we grind with Hustle and Shine. You hear me?
Blessed to have her as a guest on Hustle and Shine in the morning. She's bright, she's talented, she's smart, she's assertive. And yeah, she can throw hands too. I think I done seen her back in the day. No, I'm just playing. Melissa Johnson, she's in the building. She's up hustling and shining. I'm going to get right to it, Melissa. Recently, you have faced some unfair criticism in our community after declining to file criminal charges against a Kansas City police officer involved in the 2023 shooting that left two people dead and another injured. You said the evidence does not support prosecution under Missouri law. For the people who's out here who is really being reckless with their criticism towards you, Melissa, can you properly explain your point of view from this situation?
No, absolutely. And frankly, Brian, I appreciate the opportunity. I do want to start by acknowledging the profound loss that our community has suffered. You know, anytime somebody loses their life at the hands of another resident or civilian or even a law enforcement officer, we deserve to grieve. But that grieving, especially for individuals that are not connected to the family, does need to be productive. And I did have an opportunity to meet with the family and explain my decision. And without going into too much detail, because that was their sacred space in order for us to have that common level of understanding, they got it. I met with the civil rights community. They understood the decision that I had to make. And while with this particular officer, we know that he has an extensive track record of policy violations, of questionable actions, of inflicting harm on other individuals under the law. And let's remember, you all, I'm not an activist. I am a lawyer. Under the law, I can only review the instant circumstances on my desk at that time, which was a shooting from 2023 where two people unfortunately lost their lives and one was seriously injured. And the central question in this analysis is, does a police officer have the legal authority to intervene in an ongoing rolling gun battle on Van Brunt? That is what we are talking about here. We are not talking about necessarily a George Floyd or a Tamir Rice situation where there was no weapons confiscated and there were no shots fired on behalf of the civilian in question. This officer, once again, I'm not condoning the extent of his record, intervene in an ongoing gun battle, and under Missouri law, he is able to use lethal force to protect himself or defend himself or others. Hard stop. That was the central question. And the answer to that question is yes, he can. He has the legal authority. And so while it was an uncomfortable decision to make, while it was certainly not necessarily the one that I wanted for the community under the law, it was the decision that I was required to make. But I made it very clear in my public letter and to the news stations and frankly to the civil rights community and to the family. I do not condone his actions and I have serious concerns about his credibility as it pertains to me prosecuting further cases in which he is involved.
What's an accomplishment that has stood out for you thus far and what are some gaps you noticed that you want to address in the future?
Well, I'll start by saying that crime in 2025, my first year on the job, is down in pretty much every major category, whether you're talking about homicides, non-fatal shootings, robberies, burglaries, assaults. I'm very proud of the collaborative work that my office has engaged in, not only with law enforcement, but with community as well. And probably my biggest sign of success and something that made me really proud happened shortly before the year ended. I was in the gas station in the urban core, as I'm known to be, and I heard this individual yell out my name from the corner, Miss Johnson, Miss Johnson. Now, you never know what you're going to get on the other side of that type of interaction. But this individual was a participant in our Save KC Focused Deterrence Program, where we offer individuals closely connected to violence an opportunity, a real opportunity to change their lives. He was only calling my name to make sure that I knew he was reunified with the mother of his children. He was almost done with getting his CDL license. And he's so grateful for his engagement in that program because he doesn't know if he would be incarcerated or alive had we not intervened. And that's what this work is about. Yes, it's great that crime has been reduced, but how are we going about it? Are we going about it in a restorative way, one that rebuilds communities, one that honors the root causes of crime? And I'm really proud of my administration for doing just that. As it pertains to pitfalls, though, you kind of touched on it when we hopped on the phone. It is the rampant criticism that is often rooted in misinformation and that rampant criticism that comes from the opinions of people that I really care about, and that is people of color, right? Like, it's not lost on me that 70 to 80% of witnesses, defendants, and victims look like me, look like you all, right? Mm-hmm. And so to see such rampant criticism that is based in misinformation when I am trying so hard to make my administration transparent, it stings every now and then if I'm being vulnerable at 7-something in the morning. But I knew it came with the job. I'm a tough girl. I have thick skin. The 30s raised me, so we're going to be just fine. But it was something that I wasn't fully prepared for. But we're fully immersed in it now. But make no mistake, I love my job. I feel so fortunate to be in this position and to keep advancing the ball of public safety for our community.
Back with Jackson County Prosecutor, Mrs. Melissa Johnson. She's up hustling and shining this morning. Melissa, before we dip out, I just want to ask you to finish this sentence. Kansas City will be better when?
Oh, that's a good one. Kansas City will be better when each and every one of us starts to look for accountability within ourselves and others, as opposed to just looking for it in government institutions and offices.
Simple as that.
Yeah, you ate that one up. Yeah, you dropped the mic on that
You
one.
Didn't need to add nothing else to that. Melissa, we appreciate you so much for joining us right here on Hustle and Shine in the morning. Please continue to be a blessing and have a good one.
I appreciate you both. Have a great day.
TMG, the morning gossip. It's the Morning Gossip with Hustle and Shine on Hot 103 Jams.
8:22 on your time. It's a high up 61, currently 37, sunny skies at Independence Square. Rapper T.I. shares his personal opinion on the flaws of the school system.
I think it's there to condition young kids to become human being adults that will join the workforce and fall in line with the systems that have been set in place.
Yeah.
If you are someone that is a leader, someone that looks to blaze a trail and do things differently than they've ever been done before, they shun you.
I hate this.
Speak to your goat.
This is one of the reasons why Kendrick's my goat now. It's like this. He has to realize, like, and he has valid points.
I understand what he's trying to say.
I do too. I don't want to invalidate what he's saying, because in a lot of circumstances that is true. It is. But you gotta realize, like, the pedestal you talk from and who you talking to, and how you can lead people astray. See, everybody ain't meant to be entrepreneurs and side business hustlers and stuff, dog. Yeah. Some people are workers and they do well in those jobs and in those roles, and you can be lucrative and make a lot of money. Are you gonna make a lot of noise and have your face everywhere and all of that? No, you're not, and that's fine. You don't need to do all of that. Yeah. Just have a sustainable life, make sustainable money, have a sustainable and good family that you can raise. I think he's totally. I don't want to say totally. I just think he's just leading some people down the wrong path that they're already on, and he's just like speeding it up.
Interesting take.
I think school is important. It's for social skills and for your academics as well.
Yeah. I think the best piece of that is just moving forward. Figure out what works for you. If you the worker bee and you enjoy a life of just 9 to 5 and you don't do this, you don't, like, that's cool. And if you feel like, I can't do this, I gotta make my own business, then that's cool for you too. Find your own path. Definitely, please get educated though.
Yeah, like I said, he got points.
Right.
Like, he's, you know, but
it could be missing the mark a little bit.
A little bit.
Yeah. Now, there are some upcoming concerts and tours that were just announced recently. We're gonna go down this list. The first one, which I will definitely be in attendance, is Floetry. Yes. Floetry. Shout out to Marsha Ambrosius, one half of Floetry, who was here for our 75th anniversary, which was amazing. The question you might have, they go to Kansas City? Hell no. So you can get your ducks in a row to understand that you might have to get yourself a flight. The closest will be in Chicago.
Hell no. That's
April
how you should have said it. D, they coming to Kansas City?
Hell no.
Not at all. So, but they'll be in Chicago. That's the closest, April 15th. Then the next concert that's actually going down, Miguel just announced his tour. That will be happening February 28th, literally right around the corner. He also will be in Chicago, the closest to KC. And the last two.
Hold on, D, is Miguel coming to KC?
Hell no.
There you go. Third act, Wale. B. Shawnee might be front row and center for that one. July 1st.
With a bag of tomatoes.
And the question is he coming to Kansas City?
Hell no.
He will be in Chicago, though, so that might be the closest you can get to Wale.
Stay away.
Shmino will also be a part of that, so shout out to Shmino from the hometown.
Shmino coming to Kansas City?
Hell no.
Not at all.
Dang.
I'm going to call in.
Chris Brown coming to Kansas City?
Hell no.
Damn.
Last but not least, Ari Lennox. She's on tour as well. May 13th is her date, and the closest she will be is St. Louis.
Oh, so.
The question you might have had before I told you that was, is Ari Lennox coming to Kansas City?
Hell no.
Well, now that that is taken care of, it is time for birthday announcement.
It's Aquarius season. Happy birthday to those unique, independent, and social Aquarius.
Hey, who birthday? Put your hand up.
Sending a happy birthday to rapper Rallo. A big happy birthday shout out to singer who gave us hits like Refill. Happy birthday to L. Varner. A major birthday shout out to rapper Gucci Mane. Happy heavenly birthday to one of the basketball icons. Happy heavenly birthday to Bill Russell. And last but not least, a major happy birthday to comedian, actor, writer, producer, and talk show host Arsenio Hall.
All right, B, let's go home and wish some of our cousins in KC some happy birthdays. Happy birthday to Terrell Smith, Raymond Walker, and Adrian Halliburton. Sending birthday love to Mimi Phillips and Christopher Green and Marnay Trenise. Happy birthday, Damon Williams Jr., Shay Taylor, and T.O. Diddy. Happy birthday, LaShawn Mack, Kimberly B. Young, and Robert Christopher McDaniel. Sending birthday love to Marcus Johnson, Javon O'Dooley, and Melanin Revels. Plus, happy birthday, Maria Nobles, Shannon Nicole Davis, Kedada Nunn, and everybody else born on February 12th. Happy birthday, Aquarius. Celebrate your day.
Hey. Happy birthday. Put your hand up.
see you singing in the car.
Oh my God.
Your neighbors hear you singing at the crib.
Yeah.
Now it's time to play.
What's the name of the show?
That's My Jam with Hustle and Shine on Hot 103 Jam.
Good morning, cousin. Who is this?
Deanna.
Hey, Deanna.
Hey.
All right, cousin, we got a shot to get you qualified for the ultimate Valentine's Day experience, but you want to finish these lyrics. You ready?
I'm ready.
I drink till I'm drunk. I'm smoke till I high. I'm jumping in.
You can tell I'm really fine.
You can tell I'm really
fly.
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 There we go, twin.
Yeah.
I knew as soon as you had the same name as me, I was like, oh, this is going to be good. It's going to be one of those. All right, cousin, your name is now qualified for the ultimate Valentine's Day experience that includes a luxury night stay at the Intercontinental, Valentine's dinner, breakfast for two, designer fragrances, fine chocolate, a couple more things. It will be announced later on today. If you get it, who are you taking with you?
You in a pickle?
You gonna call the old fling? What you gonna do?
You know that man done sent you some roses the past 3 weeks.
No, none of that.
Uh-oh.
Somebody, I don't
know. Uh-oh. Talk to us. It's a therapy session now. Somebody. What's going on? What's going on your roster? Just talk to us.
Hey.
Don't get in trouble.
Be the light skinned one.
Uh-oh. Hey. All right, that's
the light skinned one with the light eyes, cousin.
Yeah.
Y'all be having a lot of eyes.
All right, cousin. Go ahead and tell Ken. We got to get you off here before you get in trouble. Go ahead and tell Kansas City what morning show's getting you hooked up.
Hustle and Shine in the morning.
Duh.